Introduction. Doctrine is dynamic and changing based on lessons learned in current operations and training, and changes in the threat, force structure, technology, and social values. This publication provides the basic information necessary to understand Army doctrine and the ways it changes. It clarifies why various constructs exist and how they all fit together. It is a guide for professionals about the language of the profession. Starting with Baron von Steuben's regulations for the order and discipline of the troops of the United States, doctrine in various forms has guided the Army from peacetime operations through large-scale combat. Lessons learned from operations shaped and codified how Army forces operated. In the early 1900s, Army doctrine consisted of fewer than 40 Field Service Regulations, FSR, and drill manuals. For the past 50 years, all Army doctrine was contained in field manuals, FM, which eventually grew to over 500 separate FMs. For a short time in the 2000s, the Army also used Field Manuals Interim, FMI, and Army Tactics, Techniques, and Procedures, ATTP. These publications lacked a clear hierarchy that served to both categorize and prioritize information. Leaders sometimes struggled to determine what was important for all professionals and what was important only to a branch or functional area. As doctrine evolved, it saw a prolific growth of terms used, sometimes obscuring the relationship of terms such that soldiers did not clearly understand them. In 2011, the Army instituted Doctrine 2015 to restructure, reformat, and bring clarity to doctrine. It identified and distilled overarching doctrine into Army Doctrine Publications, ADP, and Army Doctrine Reference Publications, ADRP, while putting details into Field Manuals, FM, and Army Techniques Publications, ATP. Each publication targeted a more narrowly focused topic, providing a hierarchy and reducing the number of publications. Soldiers must understand what Army doctrine is, what its purpose is, how it is organized, and why the information in doctrine is important. The precursor to this understanding is a definitive text on the why of Army doctrine, a doctrine primer. The doctrine primer becomes the standard for evaluating future doctrine, allowing the Army to discipline the establishment of terms and the categorization of operational knowledge. Chapter 1 first looks at what doctrine is and why it is important. Chapter 2 discusses the structure of doctrine, types of doctrine, the relationship of doctrine to concepts and lessons learned, and reasons for doctrine changes. Chapter 3 looks at the foundations of doctrine. Chapter 4 examines the terms and taxonomies of current doctrine. Finally, Chapter 5 examines how the taxonomies work together to facilitate the conduct of operations.